Are you a big corn chip? How do I mean that? You certainly don't live on corn on the cob and corn chips. If you're an average American, you eat red meat, chicken, cheese, eggs, and I hope fruits and vegetables. You imbibe soft drinks. Well, in the modern American food system, much meat and dairy products and soft drinks derive from corn. Corn fed to animals or separated into starch and fermented to high fructose corn syrup. Again, on average, about 80% of your body mass as dry matter originated from corn. This is evident without watching you eat and tallying up the ultimate corn content or watching national trade in food. The signal is in your tissues, in the ratio of two stable isotopes of carbon, the element that forms the backbone of all your proteins, fats, and lipids. Recall that essentially all food comes from plants. Any plant species has one of three different biochemical reactions to start photosynthesis. The two major types are called C3 and C4, and they differ in how much they prefer to capture CO2 with the light isotope, carbon-12, versus the heavy carbon-13. Corn is a C4 plant with higher carbon-13 content. This isotopic pattern or signature shows up in the tissue of corn consumers. Todd Dawson at UC Berkeley put small tissue samples into a mass spectrometer and found that 80% of the typical American's food started as corn. You can find more at krwg.org/programs/science-digest, including past segments.